Clockwork, or All Wound Up, by Philip Pullman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Clockwork. A Preface. In the old days, when this story took place, time used to run by clockwork. Real clockwork, I mean. Springs and cogwheels and gears and pendulums and so on. When you took it apart, you could see how it worked and how to put it together again. Nowadays, time runs by electricity and vibrating crystals of quartz and goodness knows what else. You can even buy a watch that's powered by a solar panel and sets itself several times a day by picking up a radio signal and never runs a second late. Clocks and watches like that might as well work by witchcraft, for all the sense I can make of them. Real clockwork is quite mysterious enough. Take a spring, for instance, like the mainspring of an alarm clock. It's made of tempered steel, with an edge that's sharp enough to draw blood. If you play about with it carelessly, it'll spring up and strike at you like a snake and put out your eye. Or take a weight, the kind of iron weight that drives the mighty clocks they have in church towers. If your head were under that weight, and if the weight fell, it would dash out your brains on the floor. But with the help of a few gears and pins, and a little balance wheel oscillating to and fro, or a pendulum swinging from side to side, the strength of the spring and the power of the weight are led harmlessly through the clock to drive the hands. And once you've wound up a clock, there's something frightful in the